News Talk 1620 WTAW. Art Hughes joins us this morning from Bryan City Council. Good morning, Art. How are you?
I'm fine, Scott.
Great. I want to give you an opportunity. First time you've been in since, obviously, the loss of the firefighters and that situation. I wondered if you had any thoughts there.
I do, Scott. Of course, this is a subject that we've heard a lot about this past month, and for good reason. Our Bryan Fire Department, as you probably know, hasn't lost a man in I think over 30 years, and going further back, he was the first one that we ever lost since there was a Bryan Fire Department. So it's not a happy occasion, but it's an occasion that I think everybody wants to remember, because what we found is the brotherhood of the firefighters, it really rises to the occasion when a situation like this happens. Not only the City of Bryan Fire Department, but City of College Station and all the surrounding fire departments were, very instrumental in getting through this situation.
Sure.
So I just want to say thank you and ask everyone to remember these guys when they hear the fire truck go by. Understand that they could be risking their life at any point in time.
Yep, they run into the building while everybody else is running out. That's their job. Part of a community is infrastructure changes and improvements, and generally what that means for those of us who have to deal with it, it's a little bit of inconvenience. But let's talk a little bit about some road construction that's going on, because again, you can tell it's going on.
Okay. That's right. It is no secret.
Yeah.
As you know, Brackrest Drive is under a major renovation. We think it's going to be a very positive thing once all the dust settles. Right now, we know it's inconvenience for those who have to travel that road every day. We know many might avoid it, but you wouldn't know by looking, because it's always very congested. We haven't got a report lately from the highway department, so we don't really know whether the schedule is ahead of schedule, behind schedule. But we can see, once you drive the road daily or weekly, you can see that a lot of progress is being made, and there are sections of it where you can really get a good feel about what we're going to have when it's finished.
Well, we do get spoiled. I think about it. I'll turn and go, oh, man, I turned on Briarcrest. And if you can avoid it, obviously you want to, but you're right. It is. When it's over with, that's going to be a great entrance to the city. A lot of people already enter the city that way, and it's going to look, and traffic is going to move through there, and it'll be much more efficient, that's for sure. What else is going on?
Well, in that same vein, of course, we have the grade separations, the one at Villa Maria and Harvey Mitchell, and then on out at 47 at the Health Science Center, we have one going on there. So that construction is ongoing, and I'm sure it's I don't get out to the Health Science Center as much as I drive Briarcrest, so but I know that it'll be a very positive thing once that construction is finished.
The Health Science, went by there a couple of times last week. The Health Science Center, when that's done, that will move traffic through really efficiently. Let's talk for a minute about, I know, an organization that you're very much in favor of. We're going to let you turn your phone off. There we go. Relay for Life is going to be at Coulter Field. This changes the situation quite a bit. You got a lot of space out there. And talk a little bit about Relay for Life, if you would.
Okay. Well, as you know, we had it there last year. Relay for Life had their largest event ever there. They raised over $150,000 that event, and so it was a record setter. We met with them 6 weeks ago, and they said that they would really like to have the event there once again. The parking, we made some improvements in the parking for those who felt like that was a hindrance, but there is a lot of room out there, and I think Relay will make a much better use of that room this year than did last year, because it was a new event for them. But it'll be May 3rd and 4th. That's Friday and Saturday, first weekend in May, and they're looking to have a have the best year yet.
Great. We'll look forward to that. And then let's talk about something that's going on in your district, and that is out at Turkey Creek. Once again, even though we're trying to upgrade the area and the things that we need to do to improve infrastructure, there's still some areas that you want to be protecting as well.
That's right. And this is a very interesting, I don't want to call it a project, but it is in a way a project. Mm-hmm. But it's called the Turkey Creek Recreation and Conservation Corridor.
Okay.
And for those who haven't heard about this, and it is fairly new, it hadn't been widely publicized, it'll be a corridor from downtown Bryan, and this is ultimately over several years, mm-hmm. from downtown Bryan to the Brazos River. We've divided it into three sectors: the urban sector, which is downtown Bryan to Harvey Mitchell Parkway, kind of following the Turkey Creek area, and then Harvey Mitchell to Highway 47 would be the what we call the suburban corridor, and the urban corridor would be 47 down to the Brazos. Mm-hmm. And what this is, Scott, is we've employed, without pay, by the
okay,
we've employed the help of the state of Texas, their forestry. I probably have that
wildlife fisheries. Those people too, or yeah, any okay, yeah. Conservation folks.
The conservation folks. Yeah. Yes, we've employed their help, and in fact, they're kind of leading us along the way. But we're trying to get landowners along that corridor, get them to participate, and this is going to be a. For lack of a better term, it's going to be like a jogging trail, recreation areas interspersed along the way. There'll be nature reserves during this. It'll be we're thinking a long-term process, probably 5 to 10 years before it's complete. But we want to get started pretty soon on the suburban section. I have to give credit to Romero Galindo and his son Sid for instigating this. They came up with the idea, and they put together the coalition that's looking at this. And I'm excited about it. It's going to be a long-term deal, but it'll happen.
Well, again, you look 20 years down the road, then that's going to be a green space probably,
right,
with a whole lot of development around it.